What outdoors club brings Channing Tatum to the Upper Peninsula and is so exclusive that Henry Ford had trouble getting in? This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Our Am I Curious project gives you the chance to ask a question. Then we try to find the answer.
What?
When?
Why?
I am curious.
Elizabeth Lindau asked this question.
Can I get into the Huron Mountain Club?
The Huron Mountain Club is a massive tract of privately owned land northwest of Marquette in the UP. Lindau says years ago, on vacation, she and her husband drove down a little two-lane road up to the gate where there were two guards.
We wanted the courage to get out and, like, talk to them and say hello and, like, hey, mind if we just drive through? Which I'm sure the answer is clearly no. But we were too scared and we just waved and we turned around and we drove away.
Michigan Radio's Kay LaFond tried to find out if and how Lindau could get in.
Before I answer Lindau's question, she should know she's not alone in her curiosity. Randy Anila is the father of one of my best friends. He's lived about 30 miles south of the Huron Mountain Club for his entire life. He still remembers the first time he heard about the club as a kid from his Uncle Dean.
He started describing it to us and that rich families belonged and it was private and it was exclusive.
The club was started in 1889 by John Longyear as a shooting and fishing club. It's now more than 20,000 acres. That's equal to about 8 Mackinac Islands. The club has 50 regular members who own cabins and some number of associate members. Anila says he and a childhood friend got a little bit obsessed.
We had heard legends about these gigantic waterfalls and caves and deep spring-fed lakes, and fish that were in those lakes that had been there since the beginning of time.
Finally, as teenagers, they made an attempt to sneak in. It was the summer of 1980.
On the back road then when we got there, lo and behold, there was this blasted big gate that had all these warning signs, warning Huron Mountain Club. We had all these scary signs wondering what in heaven's name might happen to us if we get caught. So as 17-year-old boys, we lost our nerve.
A lot of the club's mystery comes from its notorious reluctance to talk to the press. No members or employees would agree to talk to us about the club. It seems like the first rule of the Huron Mountain Club is don't talk about the Huron Mountain Club. So we found a guy who wrote a book about it. Archer Mayer wrote a history of the club to celebrate its 100th anniversary. He said the club was its ritziest back in the 1920s.
You had chauffeurs, you had maids, you had butlers, you had chambermaids, you had people tending to livestock, you had waiters and waitresses, you had chefs. The list just went on and on and on, all people catering to the visitors.
These days, he says the club is less about excess and more focused on land and wildlife conservation. But back to Lindau's question, how do you get in? There are a few ways. The club offers its land for ecological research, so you could get in as a scientist. You could also get a job there. Mayer spent one winter at the club doing research for the book, so he got in as an invited employee and a guest, which he says is the key.
This is actually a whole lot simpler than it seems. If someone wants to have dinner at my house, you know, they make a phone call and they say, hey, I happen to be really good friends with your friend Bubba. And I say, oh, well, a friend of Bubba's a friend of mine. Come on over.
If any club members are listening, I know two people named Elizabeth and Randy who would love to come for dinner. For Michigan Radio, I'm Kay LaFond.
You can see a map of the Huron Mountain Club at michiganradio.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.